Well, the debate continues over whether kids should go back to in-person school. And now President Biden has weighed in.
I think it's time for schools to reopen safely.
In an interview with CBS Evening News, Biden also said the CDC will release guidance this week on the minimum requirements for a return to the classroom. Thousands of teachers across the country are resisting a return until districts can ensure they'll be safe. They want to see steps taken like renovating school buildings to allow for proper ventilation and an effort to get all teachers fully vaccinated. Joining us now to talk about a pathway out of this stalemate is Randy Weingarten. She's president of the American Federation of Teachers. Welcome back to the show.
It's always an honor to be with you, Tanya.
Randy, teachers are worried they'll be risking their health if they go back, but you want them to return. Why is that?
Well, this is not a binary choice here. We know that in-person learning is really important for kids. Frankly, any teacher would tell you that and would have told you that before the pandemic. But it has to be safe. And so we are fighting for having the mitigation strategies that are needed to keep educators safe as there is a return to in-school learning. It's not an either or, it's a both end.
We've been hearing from teachers throughout the country about their hesitation. I'm wondering from you, what have you been hearing about what's at the heart of the hesitation? Is it mistrust that districts won't make adequate changes, or are they disbelieving in the science that mitigation efforts will reduce transmission in schools?
I think it's all of the above. I think that, first off, on the mistrust, look, you've had teachers who have been overpromised and had things under-delivered to them for years. Lots of rhetoric about how a new instructional thing would be so great or how there's going to be infrastructure repairs, and then nothing happens. Or then when they raise issues, nothing gets fixed. Then you have things as stupid as what happened in Philadelphia, where those fans, I thought the fans, which were supposed to be the fix for ventilation, was a Saturday Night Live parody. But then on top of it, Tanya, you have a year of complete disinformation in the United States from a president who pretended that he won the election and who made a mockery of the science standards. So all of that is happening. And frankly, we understand this when it comes to vaccine hesitancy and how you have to meet fear with facts. We have to do the same in terms of in-school hesitancy, because we know that if teachers feel safe, then communities will feel safe. People rely on teachers in terms of their arbiters. So there's a roadmap, but we have to make that roadmap happen, and we have to prioritize teachers in terms of the vaccines, as CDC has said.
You say there's a roadmap. Some school districts have reached tentative deals on how to return to school with local teachers' unions. What school districts are getting it right, and what are they doing right?
You know, the deal in Chicago has to be voted on by the members. And we've just had a recent deal in San Francisco. We've had a deal in Chicago. We have very good deals about safety in Detroit and in New York City. And there's one that's very similar in terms of Boston.
What's the common denominator with those?
So one is the mitigation strategies are clear-cut and there, and they can be enforced through like a labor management committee. Number two, that there is vaccine prioritization in all of these. Number three, there's real reasonable accommodations for people who are at risk. And number four, they've been built with trust and collaboration, including having some kind of metric, clear closing guidance if we have an outbreak, either in a school or through the city. And that is the framework by which we can make everyone in a school safe.
You mentioned the list of cities, districts that are doing it right. Do you think we're turning the tide on this issue? Also, how long do you think that it will take for most teachers to return to the classroom as we start to see places open up schools?
Well, I think the big variable right now is what's going to happen in terms of the variant. And we don't know what will happen there. And we may have a lot of a bumpy road because of that. On the other hand, let's assume that we can control for that. And if we get the resources that President Biden is trying to get in this rescue package, and the safety standards are clear and out there this week, then I think what you're looking at is you're going to look at us meeting President Biden's goal by March, April, and May in terms of the overwhelming or the majority of K through 8 schools. And I think what you're going to see is next school year, a lot more return to normalcy if we can get herd immunity in terms of vaccinations.
Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers. As always, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.